James Christensen, 48.
Okay. The first question is, what kind of student were you in high school? Were you a jock? Were you a nerd? Were you a straight-A student?
D and F.
Did not finish?
Exactly.
I didn't know you didn't graduate high school. What happened?
Well, you know, partied too much. Didn't make it. So, I had to go to summer school.
Really?
Yeah.
For your senior year? Or?
Senior year.
How long? So, did you eventually get, did you end up getting a GED or did you get your diploma?
No, I got my diploma.
You just didn't walk with everybody else?
Exactly.
Oh, what was that like? Were you pissed or did you not care?
I didn't care.
You were too busy partying to care?
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
What was the most trouble you got into as a kid? Did your parents ever catch you and ground you for stealing your dad's car or anything?
Never got caught for stealing the car. Nah, man, this is going to be hard. This is a while ago. Let's see. Most trouble I ever got into. I didn't get in trouble much. The most trouble I just got in trouble for school stuff. Like,
yeah.
Not getting good grades, not, you know, doing the assignments and stuff.
What'd your parents do when you didn't finish high school? Were they pissed?
I was going in the Army, so I had to pass. So, my dad just sat down and said I had to go to school, summer school, so that's what I did.
So is that what you did? You went to summer school and,
yep.
And then went right in the Army?
Yeah, a week later, I went right in the Army.
So it was just straight in?
Yeah, straight in. Nothing fun. No partying that summer, though, I'll tell you that.
Has Nicole gotten in any trouble, done any crazy stories that are worth retelling? She climbed over any banisters with paracord? No?
No, she hasn't. Nicole doesn't? No, she's pretty much, she's with me. Well, with us every weekend and stuff, so. And our friends come with us. So.
Yeah.
They're never really, this is 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. She just went to her first fair carnival by herself, so. Nothing happened.
Good.
That we know of.
That's good. What was your favorite memory of your parents as a kid? Did you have any, like, traditions or, like, family meals that were always cooked that stand out for you?
Not family meals. But what, that stand out? I think the best thing that ever happened when we were a kid was when we went to Lake Shasta and rented houseboats.
Amy was talking about that, yeah.
That was probably the best. That was probably that's the only remember I can remember. That stands out, put it that way.
How old were you?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Like a teenager, or were you young?
I think I was 12.
Yeah.
Might have been younger. I don't even know. I just remember doing it. It was cool.
So, well, my next question is favorite family vacation. Is that the same answer?
That would be it.
Yeah, so she said you rented houses with a couple, like, family friends and...
It was houseboats.
Yeah, right. And how long were you there?
A week.
Oh, that's
cool. It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
So, what was your first job after high school? I mean, I guess you went straight
after high school was going straight to the Army. After that was detailing, auto car detailing.
So, you went from the service directly to the auto detailing, and that you've been doing it since?
No, then I started painting. So, I detailed for, I'd say, 4 years. Then after that, I started learning how to paint.
So you've been doing it for...
21 years.
Yeah, wow.
22 years I've been painting.
So is that how you got into painting? Because you were already doing detailing?
I had to do something because detailing was not making no money.
Yeah.
So I had to do something.
So it was just adjacent.
It was just something to do.
Huh. And it just worked out. And you've been doing it for this long and now you're living it up.
Now I want to retire.
Yeah. You really gonna retire when Cole goes?
I would love to, but I don't think so.
Yeah. So your dad has five brothers and sisters, so he's had a big family, and you've got quite a few brothers and sisters. So when you got married and you decided to have kids, was there ever any talk of having a big family, or did you decide
early?
No,
we were a one and done.
Yeah.
One and done from the beginning.
How come?
Because both of us work and. I think that was all we wanted.
Yeah.
That was it. We didn't care if it was a boy or a girl. So.
Who is your parents' favorite child?
Wait, say this again?
Who would your parents say, or who do you think is your parents' favorite child?
Oh, like me, Amy,
yeah,
and
yes.
Karen? Well, My mom, it would have to be me. My dad would be, I would see Amy for my dad.
That's funny. Amy said the exact same thing. She said that.
See that?
Okay. I'm impressed. Where did you meet Tanya?
At a library.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. What section of the library were you in?
Downstairs. Met her at a bar.
Yeah?
Yep. And I was dancing to Michael Jackson. She
yeah?
thought it was funny, and from there on.
Awesome. Did she approach you?
No, I approached her.
Okay. What was your first date after the bar?
Another bar.
Yeah? And the rest is history? Was it love at first sight?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You think she would say the same thing?
No.
No?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You think she had to warm up to you a little bit?
Yeah, I'm a little crazy.
Yeah? I hadn't noticed. The question is, what was your college experience like? But you didn't go to college. So you went straight
into... I wish I would have, because looking back at, like, what Amy did...
Yeah.
And, that's why we want Nicole to go to college, because I think I missed it. I think I missed the partying.
Yeah.
And going to, like, you know, how they would go to Cancun and stuff like that. I miss that, because I don't have any friends from the Army.
Really?
Yeah, none. So.
What was your Army experience like? Where'd you go?
Fort Riley for 3 years.
Where's Fort Riley?
Kansas, right in the center of the United States.
And you stayed there the whole time?
Whole time.
And
it was pretty much, it was partying. Beer, party, wake up, go do PT, and then right after, go eat dinner, and then we would go party right after for 2 years straight, well, 3 years straight.
Would you say it was a good experience? Are you glad you did it?
I'm glad I did it, but I wouldn't have passed college. I would have dropped right out.
Yeah.
So, but it straightened me up.
Yeah. I think you told me last time at Sarah's wedding, right? Do you think you got asthma in the Army?
After the Army. Yeah, I think the Army gave it to me. I don't know how. I just think. I mean, I got it afterwards.
So. It was not anything you had as a kid.
No. No, not at all.
And then so.
And it's a hit and miss. Like, I've been good up here, but, like, tomorrow I could wake up and just barely breathe.
Huh.
So.
What was the worst thing you ever did to one of your siblings or they ever did to you? Did you ever narc on them or get them in trouble or play a really good prank on them or vice versa?
I don't think we didn't really do pranks on each other. I was never home in high school. Let's see here. Aaron came at me with a weed whacker once.
Yeah?
With it running, yeah. Pissed him off. I don't remember what happened.
Was it gas or electric?
Oh, it was gas.
So he could chase you.
Oh, he was chasing
me. He wasn't tethered by a cord.
Oh, no. He was coming at me.
You don't know what you did to take him
out?
I
don't remember what I did. Yeah. He was younger, though. I don't even know if I was 16 then. I might have been.
Because there's, what, 6 years between you guys?
Yeah, so it was... I can't even remember what it was. That's probably the only thing that sticks out. Me and Aaron really didn't hang out.
Just because he was so much younger?
So much younger, yeah.
So you hung out with Amy a lot more?
Not really. No, really? We didn't really even hang out.
Really?
Because California, we were in a... So California, we all had our own friends. And you'd run around the neighborhood. Then we moved to Pennsylvania. And I had my own... When we moved to Pennsylvania, it was halfway through ninth grade year. So I had my license. So I was never home in Pennsylvania, ever.
Yeah. So what were you doing? So when you were in high school, and you're not hanging out with your family, you're not hanging out with your brothers and sisters, so you're out
just
partying. So what,
yeah.
You have good friends from high school you still talk to?
No. A couple. Probably three. Only three.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, a lot of them moved off, and we just went our separate ways.
And no crazy Army buddies either, huh?
No.
Oh, wow.
No. Nope.
What about, which one of your siblings would you say you picked on the most? Did you pick on Karen, or was she too little?
Karen was too little. I guess I picked on Amy, but not much. Like I said, we weren't...
Yeah.
I don't remember being young.
Yeah.
I remember pretty much... California, I don't really remember. California, I mean, I was 12 to 15. And I usually... I'd be riding my bike somewhere.
Yeah.
And Amy, she would be at the next door neighbors playing in the pool and stuff. So, yeah. Like I said, we didn't really hang out as a family that much.
Really?
Just because we were all...
But you guys are really close now, like all of you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just... I mean, it's just interesting because it was like...
Yeah.
Huh.
We didn't... It was weird. It wasn't... Because I think... Amy liked sports. I didn't like sports. Aaron didn't like sports. Karen played a couple sports. But when I went to the Army, Karen was what? Seventh grade? Sixth grade?
Yeah, so you guys weren't friends because she was so young, right? Yeah.
What? So everything happened at the house was after I left. That's when Aaron and Karen, like, were growing up. So that's...
What about... Tell me the story about the Thanksgiving beer turkey with Al. That was a story that I was requested to ask you.
Yes, so... I was cooking. I got into this barbecuing thing.
Whose house is this at?
This was at my house.
Okay.
And I did a bunch of... beer can chicken, and they always turned out good. So I said, let's do a beer can turkey. So I went, got the turkey, got the Foster's, put the Foster's up the cavity.
Why Foster's?
Because it's a big can.
Oh, I was going to say shitty beer.
No.
But it's a big can.
Big can.
Okay.
Big turkey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this would be too small.
Right.
So I think I started the coals at 8 o'clock in the morning. Put the turkey on probably, I would say, 10 o'clock and kept feeding it at 3. No, I think it was like 200, 225. And it must have been, I'm going to say, 4:30. And my wife asked me how it was going. I opened it up and looked at it, and it was the best looking bird ever. Outside looked great. Well, wasn't cooking in the inside.
Okay.
So, put a thermometer in it, and I think it was only 80 degrees.
Oh, that's not good.
No. And my wife had already heated up all the sides that she homemade.
Oh.
So then she had that all ready, and we went to go get the turkey, and,
It's lukewarm.
It was raw.
Yeah.
So then we ended up, now it's probably like 5:30, 6 o'clock, and we had to cut it up in fours, I think. We cut it up and put them in the oven. She was pissed. Uncle Al, I think Aaron ended up taking Uncle Al home. I don't even know if Uncle Al ate. Everyone there was drunk.
Because they had no food to eat.
No food to eat.
There was nothing. Were people good sports about it, were they pissed?
Everyone except my wife.
Yeah.
She was mad. Was not happy.
I mean, she spends all that time cooking, right? And then you don't get... Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, but it was fun.
Do you know the story? I don't have any background in this. On Aaron's white sunglasses,
that he always has the white sunglasses, and that's like a, if you wear white sunglasses, they say you have an ego problem.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You think Aaron has an ego problem?
I don't know. That's what they say. If you wear white sunglasses, you have an ego problem.
It's not me that says it. It's other people.
No, I'm just saying that's what they say.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Are there any other stories or anything you think I should have asked you that I didn't, that you want to go on the record and tell people?
I don't have any stories. I think everyone.
That's not true. You're full of stories, man.
No.
We just need a couple more beers in you. Maybe I'll record the campfire tonight.
I tried to tell you.
I know. Here's what I want. I want to hear you say, tell us, how do you feel about college?
What do you mean about college?
When we were at the campfire.
I don't think everyone should go to college. I think that nowadays, it should be hands-on.
Yeah.
I think college is too expensive. I think if you want to be, just say, an engineer,
mm-hmm.
they hire you right out of high school, and they teach you for whatever many years they want to teach you. And then, you know, they could put you in classes if you wanted to go to – if they wanted you to take certain classes, they pay for it and – you go to classes.
Like trade school kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hands on. I mean, you could be smart as hell and not know your job.
Right.
But you got A's all the way through, and they brought you on when someone that can't read, someone that can't take tests, they don't even look at them.
Right.
College shouldn't be a thing.
You want Nicole to go to college?
Yes, we both do. Because, like I said, because what I missed out, and Tanya didn't go to college either. Yeah. So she feels like she missed out too.
So you want her to go to college for the experience, not for the education.
Yes, for the experience.
Right, just meeting new people, and partying. And
like I said, because I missed it.
Yeah.
I think I missed it. I mean,
sure.
You know, you hear what your sister did, and it's like, damn, that was cool.
Yeah.
So, and she has friends still from college, which is cool. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Gabe, you got any questions for James?
You keep bringing up all this partying. You got like a good, like a best party or something?
Yeah,
like,
that's a good, yeah. Tell us a party story.
The only party I can really remember, I mean, two of them jump out. One, the cops surrounded the house, came flying out from the woods, and I ran inside and went upstairs. And
Whose house?
Oh, I don't even know whose house this was.
Oh, okay. It wasn't your house or your parents' house. It was
someone partying.
Okay.
And I was under that bed for, I think, an hour.
Wow.
I didn't get caught, though. Another one is I jumped the fence. They came through. I jumped the fence into the woods. Then I came back from the army, and I go to this party, and I walk around the corner, and my sister's there, Aunt Karen, she was a senior in high school then.
Right. And you're at the same party.
That was
kind of
weird. Yeah, that was weird.
What do you say to her?
I didn't say anything.
You're just like,
I was just like, oh, okay.
That's weird.
Don't get in trouble.
So how many years are there between you? Eight?
Yeah, I think eight.
So it would be weird to be at a party your little sister is at. You're like, wait a second.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was she drinking?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. I think we just walked right past each other. Like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, my God. Like, but that wasn't much. I mean.
Was Karen Wilde? Was she a partier? I've only met Karen one time.
I can't tell you. I don't know. I was in the Army. I don't know. I think Amy. So I don't think Amy was the partier, but I think Amy got caught the most.
Yeah.
She just got caught doing everything wrong.
So she was just bad at getting
away with
things.
She had straight A's, but got caught all the time, no matter what she did.
Hmm.
She was bad.
Yeah. What? Tell me about, I guess maybe this is a question for Karen, but tell me about Karen moving to New Zealand.
I don't even know.
Did you have an opinion on that? You're like, my little sister, like you were gone.
I was gone, but it didn't
affect you.
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
I mean, she's the only real Christensen that's really gone anywhere outside of, you know, the immediate East and West Coast, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's not even anybody in, yeah.
No, okay. just Karen.
Yeah. What's your relationship with your parents like?
Talk to my dad probably almost every day.
Yeah?
Call him on my way home.
I should do that. I should talk to my parents more.
Yeah. Call him on my way home.
You have a really cool dad. I mean, he's a cool guy. He's fun to talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be close to your mom, too?
Yeah. I don't call her and talk to her, but I talk to my dad more. But they're usually on speaker, so she's back in the background yelling or something, you know. Yeah.
Does your mom yell a lot?
She can't hear, yeah.
Yeah?
Yup. So, but we don't go down to the beach that much. I don't like the beach. I don't like the sand. So we don't go down there much. We go to our mountain house more.
Yeah. How long have you owned the mountain house?
Since Labor Day.
Oh, so it's new.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought since you've had this for a while.
No. We usually camped.
I see. So you did you buy this just, you know, to go up in four-wheel and do stuff like that? That's the main goal. Yeah?
Yeah. Yep, because Nicole likes it. I like it. Tanya sits back and reads.
Does Tanya, she doesn't four-wheel or anything?
Not really.
No?
She does sometimes, but most of the time not.
So she just sits back and reads her romance novels on her Kindle?
Exactly.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
So, but she'll go and meet us at the bar sometimes, like where we end up because it takes an hour and a half to get there. An hour to an hour and a half to get there. Then she'll just take the Range Rover over and meet us, and then we'll come back and she'll go. So,
actually, I'll tell you. Tell me about your job. So you told me earlier that you work. I mean, it's, you know, 45 to 50 an hour away, right?
Yes.
But you used to work a lot closer, but you got a different job because it makes a lot more money.
More cars.
Doing the same thing. In a busier location.
Yes.
And what exactly do you do?
Paint cars. You crash it, we paint it.
So you match colors on that kind of stuff?
Yep.
So it gets repaired somewhere else and you come
it's a body shop, so they repair it and then it comes over to the paint department and then we paint it and then it goes back to them to get reassembled.
I see. So do you paint whole cars or you're just doing parts of, you know?
Usually it's just like bumper, fender, door or the whole side of a car. You know, it's very rare if I paint a whole car.
So if I had a green car and I wanted a red car, that would not be something
not
you
where
do.
We go. No, not
you're
us.
Doing more body shop.
More
work.
Body shop, where you wreck it, hit a tree, we fix it. You know, a deer.
Yeah.
More of that stuff.
And are you suited up all day?
Yes.
So like you know,
in the booth, like right now, the temperature would probably be in that booth all day long, from 90 to probably 110.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
And you were in full mask, but you had to cover up the beard and all that.
Full mask, paint suit.
Yeah.
So I'm.
And you were saying you just started wearing gloves.
And I just started wearing gloves.
You
want to
test, because normally your hands would be covered in
black.
Paint.
Yes. See, there's still some right there a little bit.
Yeah. And
And
you're going to get a tattoo down the rest of your arm?
Down the rest of the arm. I don't know if I'm going to my hand yet. I really want to, but I don't know if I'm going to.
I mean,
there's no reason. It's not like, you know, I'm going to go try to get a job where it wouldn't give it.
Yeah, right.
So it's just, I don't know yet.
Just this arm, or are you going to do the other
arm,
too?
We're going both.
You're going full sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, that's all I had, Aaron. Or
James.
James, whatever your name
is. It's okay.
I appreciate you sitting down.
Yep.
We'll put all this together, and then we'll see what people think.
Okay, then. We're doing good.
I appreciate it.